And I pray that you fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit and help us to understand what you have to say as it is recorded in the Proverbs chapter 9. And help the one who speak and help those who hear. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you divided this passage into three parts. Part one is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. That is the invitation from God to all of us. And part two is verse 7 to verse 12. When we hear the word of God and how you respond to the word of God will determine whether you are the wise or you are the foolish one. Part 3, verse 13 to 18. That is the invitation from Satan. There are two invitations. One is from God. The other is from Satan. So, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. The word wisdom stands for Jesus Christ. And how do I know that? Because in chapter 8, we found out that that is Jesus Christ. So you just take my word for it. So if I change that in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1, I will say Jesus Christ has filled his house. And Jesus Christ has healed all its seven pillars. So what does it mean? It means that the house that Jesus Christ built is different from the house that we built on earth. The house that Jesus Christ built is built in the third heaven. It's not on earth. And on top of that, that house is so strong that it won't fall. It's unshakable. And it will last forever and ever. In our earthly house, we only have four pillars. The heavenly house has seven pillars. That means it cannot fall down. Secondly, Jesus, in verse 2, wisdom has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. So it stands for Jesus Christ has prepared the wedding supper of the Lamb. And also Jesus Christ, once he prepared that table, he sent his servant, his maid, and invite us to come. Part 3. She has sent out her maid, and wisdom herself called from the highest points of the city and sent the invitation to all people to come. These are three things that I would like you to... There are three things. Number one, God's house. Who prepared that? In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1, equivalent to Gospel of John, chapter 14, 1 to 4. God's house. Let me turn to Gospel of John. Chapter 14, verse 1 to 4. Do not let your heart be troubled, said Jesus. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house, that's in God's house, are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Jesus Christ is going to go up to heaven to prepare a place for you. I want you to write that down. Gospel of John chapter 14, 1 to 4. You write down Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Next time when you read the Bible in the Gospel of John, you remember Proverbs. Solomon has already mentioned that. And now Jesus Christ mentioned it the second time. Verse 2 again, 14, Gospel of John. In my Father's house, in God's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Right beside verse 3. When Jesus Christ has finished preparing his place for us, he will come back and take us to be with him. He will come back and take us to be with him means the church rapture. Brother and sister, if you are not those people who are taken up to the heaven, you will not have the opportunity to partake the wedding supper of the Lamb. In verse 4, you know the way to the place where I am going. So right beside in verse 3, you write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. Right beside 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18, the reason why I give you all these passages, I want you to study that in the Sunday school and read it thoroughly and also at home. And if you have any question, you should ask. I expect each and every one of us to do your homework, okay? If you have no question to ask me, that means you don't even study the Bible. If you have question to ask me, that means you read it yourself and you don't quite understand. All right? I read that to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. Brother, we do not want you to be ignorant. Right beside ignorant is the simple one. Right beside, ignorant, is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 4. Let all who are simple come in here. The simple one in here, NIV translates simple. NASB translates lack of understanding. He doesn't know the scripture, is the simple one. Okay? Brother, we do not want you to be ignorant. We do not want you to be a simple one about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left still the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. In other words, the one who died first will be resurrected first. And then those who are alive will be changed and taken up to heaven. That's what it called the church rapture. The saint will be taken up. Verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven. I want you to write beside that 4:16. The Lord himself will come down. Will come down from heaven to take you to heaven. That's exactly Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and that you also may be where I am. Brother and sister, it is the desire of our Lord Jesus Christ that every one of us who believe in him and who are faithful in serving him will be taken up, because God has prepared a place for you in God's house. And he will take you up. Make sure that you are prepared to be taken up to heaven. Do not be the simple one. Do not be the ignorant one. Okay? Now go back. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord Jesus Christ himself will come down from heaven, as he promised. When he finished preparing a place for us, he will come down with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. The dead who hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the dead in Christ will rise first when he recognizes the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. After that, after the dead resurrection, those who have fallen asleep in Jesus Christ, they are believers and yet they die already. When Jesus Christ comes back the second time, they will rise first. They will be resurrected. And after that, verse 17, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. I want you to circle the word in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. That means in the church rapture, Jesus Christ will not come down on earth. He is calling us in the cloud and we're going to meet him in the cloud. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. In other words, those who have fallen asleep in Christ, they are the believer, and they die in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, they will be resurrected. After they resurrected, we still are alive, our life, our body will be changed. And together, we're taken up to heaven, as Jesus Christ has promised. When he finished preparing the place for us, there are many rooms in there. When he finished prepare, he come back to take us to be where he is. Now go back. Proverbs chapter 9. I want you to remember that Jesus Christ has prepared God's house for each and every one of us. And that house is indestructible, unshakable, and it will last forever and ever. And what is that house? I call that house the city of God, the new Jerusalem. The city of God, the new Jerusalem, as it is recorded in Revelation chapter 21. Secondly, I would like you to know Jesus Christ has prepared a wedding supper for us in front of our enemy. Thirdly, Jesus Christ has sent out his maid and servant, and to let you know, to send you the invitation. And then Jesus Christ himself called from the highest point of the city. He called from the highest point of the city. Right beside Proverbs 9, verse 3, you write down Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. I want you to write that down right beside Revelation chapter 22, 17, and also Proverbs chapter 9, verse 4. This invitation is universal invitation. In other words, anyone who hear the word of the Lord and believe in it, you will be invited to come. And let me read that to you. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. The Spirit means God. The Spirit and the Bride. The Bride means the New Jerusalem. Right beside the Bride, you write down Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven and from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. The bride stands for the new Jerusalem, the holy city. And that's the place Jesus Christ has prepared for each and every one of us to come. The Spirit and the Bride say, that means God say, and the holy city say, come. Come, that means invite all those people who hear. Anyone hear the word of the Lord and believe in it, you can come. And let him who hear say come. In other words, when you receive the invitation, you not only come yourself, you come with proclamation. You invite all your friends and relatives to come too. So let him who hear say come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gifts of the water of life. So this invitation is universal. If you cannot come, that means you are dead. If you cannot come, that means you are a mocker. You are a proud man. You despise God's word. That's why you will go to hell. Now I explain again. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 3. Shu means wisdom. Wisdom has sent out her maid. Wisdom called from the highest point of the city. What did he call? Verse 4. Let all who are simple come in here. In order for you to be able to come, first of all, you have to confess before God that you are ignorant. You are simple. Now that I hear that, I want to come. She said to those who lack judgment. So simple one is the one who lack judgment. Lack judgment means I don't know whether I should take this invitation. No sense. No understanding. Lack of understanding. If this place is a good place, you just accept the invitation and prepare yourself to come. And you will become wise. Verse 5. He said, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Because Jesus Christ has prepared her meat, has prepared his meat, his food, and mixed his wine already. He has also set the table. That's why he sent out the invitation. Come and eat the wedding supper of the Lamb. I want you to write that down in verse 5. Jesus Christ invites us to come to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. I want to stop here. Explain one thing to you. Anyone who accepts the invitation to come for the wedding supper of the Lamb is the one who can inherit the God house, the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Wedding supper of the Lamb. Anyone who can attend the wedding supper of the Lamb will inherit God's house. Number 3, if you are God's sheep, when Jesus Christ cried out, if you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, according to Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. If you do not have the Holy Spirit within your heart, you will not recognize his voice. If you have his Holy Spirit within your heart, you can recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. I say that one more time. John is the one who write the Revelation, chapter 22, verse 17. Gospel of John is also written by John. In Gospel of John, chapter 10. Study yourself. When you find out that's true, then you live your simple way and you will live. You will have eternal life. Once you have eternal life, once you know that you are the children of God, you have to walk in a new way. Walk in the way of understanding. Walk in the way of insight. Do not be ignorant anymore. Walk in the way of understanding means Gospel of John, chapter 14. Walk in the way of understanding means, verse 4. You know the way to the place where I am. The way to the place where Jesus is the way of understanding. You walk in the way of understanding. When you hear God's voice, you recognize His voice, and you obey His command and follow Him, you will be taken up to heaven. I say that one more time. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, the Bible says, when Jesus Christ called out with a loud command, with the trumpet call of God, with the voice of the archangel, that is the voice that we have to recognize. Jesus Christ did not come back on earth. He called out in the cloud. If you can recognize His voice, according to Gospel of John chapter 5, Jesus said, my sheep recognize my voice. When I cry out, call your name, you recognize His voice, you'll be resurrected if you fall asleep, if you die in Christ. Or if you're still alive and you recognize His voice, and you, your body will be changed and you'll be taken up. I give you one more illustration. Gospel of John chapter 11, Nazareth. Nazareth has been dead for 4 days. When Jesus Christ called the name of His friend Nazareth, He said, Nazareth, rise up. Nazareth, rise up. Because Nazareth is Jesus' friend. He recognized His voice. I say that one more time. In the church rapture, Jesus Christ did not come down on earth. He's in the cloud. He called your name. If you recognize His voice, either your body will be changed, or if you are dead, you'll be resurrected. And then you'll be taken up to heaven, as He promised. Does it make sense? Now go back. Anyone who turn from the way of lack of understanding to the way of understanding and follow God's word, this person are clothed with the wedding supper of the Lamb. I want you to write that down. Matthew chapter 22. Right beside, walk in the way of understanding. Walk in the way of understanding is the one who not only received the invitation to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb, and also he can attend. I want you to write that down. Verse 11. But when the king came in to see the guests, the king noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendant, tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, once you live your simple way, and then you live, and then you live for yourself, you do not live for Jesus, you do your own thing, you do not walk in the way of understanding, you are the one who attend the wedding supper of the Lamb without wearing wedding clothes. Without wearing wedding clothes, the end result is, you'll be thrown out. That means you cannot attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. I want you to write that down. Right beside verse 6, walk in the way of understanding. If verse 6 is so important, I better dissect that. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6, into part A and part B. Part A is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Salvation is by grace. You can live, it is by grace, because you live the simple way. Salvation is not from yourself. Salvation is a gift of God. Freely, God gave it to you, so that no one can boast about that. So it's a free gift. After you leave, after you have the free gift, from this day on, we should walk in the way of understanding. Walk in the way of understanding, according to Paul's wording, is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and to prepare us to do good work. Walk in the way of understanding means after you have become the children of God, you have to walk a new way. Not live for yourself, but live for Jesus and do good work. I say that one more time. Live your simple way and you will live. After you live, after you have eternal life, after you receive this wonderful invitation to go up to the heaven, and God spare you from going through 7 years of suffering, tribulation, now you can enjoy the fruit of your labor on earth, you should walk in the way of understanding. Go back to Ephesians. I proved that to you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. Salvation is the gift of God, not by work. But after you have received the salvation, after you leave, you should live for Jesus. Salvation is not by work, salvation is by faith through grace. By grace through faith, so that no one can boast. Verse 10. For we are God's workmanship. After you are saved, God will change your life. Created in Christ Jesus to do good work. To do good work, that means walk in the way of understanding, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Even though you can do good work, you cannot boast about that either, because it is God who prepared in advance for you to do. You say, oh, I come to a church. If you come to the right church, if you have job, you don't have to work on Sunday, then you can come. It's all God's grace. Nothing you can boast about that. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Some people accept the invitation and still live for themselves. Hear what Paul says. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, all the way to verse 7. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. In the kingdom of Christ and of God, that means when Jesus Christ has finished preparing God's house, you cannot go there. That means live your simple way and you will live. It's not stopping there. Don't be a simple. You know what? I'm so simple. When I first believe in Jesus, someone who preached to me, he doesn't read the Bible. He only read the four spiritual laws. And I got stuck for this for a long, long time. That's exactly what Isaiah chapter 43 verse 27 is saying. I get a teacher who disobeyed God's word. And that teacher is no good. And I'm telling you, wisdom call out. Jesus Christ called out. The Bible clearly stated that the one who is immoral, the one who is greedy, the one who is idolater cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I read that one more time in verse 6. Let no one deceive you. So many of us have already been deceived by Satan and also by his servant with empty words. They say, oh, you are saved. You are saved for all. You don't have to worry. Sit back and relax. You don't sit back and relax. Listen to me very carefully. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 was written by Paul. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 and verse 5 to 7 also written by Paul. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath come on those who are disobedient. Disobedient is the one who do not walk in the way of understanding. Obedient is the one who walk in the way of understanding. Therefore, do not be partner with them. Do not be partner with them means live your simple way and you will live. On top of that, walk in the way of understanding. Now I jump to verse 13. The woman falling is Satan. Satan is loud, is coarse. Satan is undisciplined, cannot be changed, and without knowledge. Satan sits at the door of his house. Sit on a seat at the highest point of the city. When I compare verse 1 to 6 with 13 to 18, I see two things that Satan dare not say. Satan dare not say that he has prepared a house for his followers. But Jesus Christ say, I have built my house and I prepare the house for you. When I finish, I come back to pick you where I am. When I come back, I don't come back on earth. I call to you when I'm still in the cloud. You have to recognize his voice, not by sight, by ear, by faith. If you don't learn this to recognize his voice, you are in deep trouble. Starting from today, you start reading the Bible. Think that you don't understand? Give me a call. Okay? I'm glad to answer all your questions. Second thing, Satan did not say, I set a table for you. I prepare good food for you. Delicious meal. He did not say that. Jesus prepared. Wedding supper of the Lamb. In other words, anyone who will be taken up, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, will be able to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. Anyone who attend the wedding supper of the Lamb can inherit the new Jerusalem, the bride. Am I right? Satan dare not say that. Why? Because I found out. In Matthew chapter 28, that place Satan will be wasn't prepared by himself. He won't prepare a place for himself in hell. Jesus Christ prepared that. And that's the place he prepared for the fallen angel, for Satan, and all one-third of the angel, and also for those who hear his voice. Turn to Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left, to the goat, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil. Devil is Satan and his angel. That's 1/3 of the fallen angels. I say that one more time. That place, that hell, wasn't prepared by Satan himself. It was prepared by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ prepared hell for Satan, for Antichrist, and for his false prophet, and all his followers. All those people who listen to their voice. I say that one more time. In verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right, that's the sheep that who recognize his voice, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. I say that one more time. God's house is prepared by God. Hell is also prepared by God. There are two places. I don't want any saint from the Apostolic Bible Church to go to hell. Satan invites you to listen to his voice to go to hell with him. No food there. No good place there. It's not beautiful. It's ugly. Painful. Does it make sense? Brother and sister, live your simple way and you will live. Start studying your scripture. You don't study, your children won't study. You study. You tell them. Should we confess that we are simple? I know a lot of people have been Christian for 30 years. Some of the stuff that they hear today, they hear before, but they don't put it together. We are so simple. We don't study diligently. And we are proud men. Proverbs saying that, who is the mocker? What's the definition of a mocker? Proverbs say, King Solomon say, the proud and arrogant man, his name is mocker. They don't understand the scripture. They say they understood. They ignore what the preacher is saying. They say, I'm saved. I live for myself. I enjoy my life. And not knowing that, Paul saying, salvation is by grace through faith. Not knowing that, Paul say that, if you not walk in the way of understanding, you keep doing what you do and live for yourself, the end result is you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. When we walk in the way of understanding, we have to walk in the way of understanding by the grace of God. Going to the prayer meeting, when we fail, we say, Jesus, we fail. We ask that you be gracious to us, enable us to rise up and do the right thing. I do not want to walk in the way of lack of knowledge. I want to walk in the light. I want to walk in the way of insight. I want to understand your word. Empower me to do your will. I don't want to be like that anymore. Verse 13. Satan is loud. Satan is undisciplined. I found out this, you know, Solomon is very, very wise. He said undisciplined. Now I find out how come, you know, at one point in time when I read the book of Hebrews chapter 2, I found out how come the author saying that salvation is not for angels. Salvation is only for God's people. And now I realize, if you are the angel, especially the fallen angels, they cannot be undisciplined. When we fall, when we sin against God, and God disciplines us, we can be disciplined. We are not undisciplined. You understand what I'm trying to say? We can be disciplined. When we have pain and suffering, we turn around. But Satan is not. he go through pain and suffering, he's still undisciplined. Okay? So when you find out this kind of wording, you say, Lord, I don't want to be undisciplined. Discipline me so that I be saved. Satan is undisciplined. Satan is without knowledge. He refused to know the truth. He always opposed God. That's why his name called Satan. Verse 14. Satan sit at the door of his house and on the seat at the high point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way, let all who are simple come in here. And Satan say to those who lack judgment, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. He did not prepare any meal for you. He asked you to lean on yourself, rely upon you to live your own life. Live for yourself. I want you to write that down right beside. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. I want you to write down Isaiah 43, 27 to 28. He's a false teacher. He's a lousy teacher. He caused you to go to hell because he disobeyed God. He's undisciplined. And anyone who follow him will be cursed. Your first father is Adam. Adam sins. We have the flesh and blood, just like Adam. Adam sins against God. We sins against God. That's why we need to be born again. Your spokesman, your teacher, rebel against me. You follow those people who disobey God. The end result is 28. So I will disgrace the dignitary of your temple. Who are they? They're the elders. They're the Pharisee. They're the chief priest. They're the high priest in Jesus' time. That's why they crucified Jesus. And God said, I will consign Jacob to destruction. I will consign Israel to scorn. You follow them, you have no choice. You'll go to hell. Don't listen to the voice of Satan. It will do you no good. How can I recognize Jesus' voice from the voice of Satan? You have to confess before God according to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 27. I am the descendant of Adam, and I want to have nothing to do with him. I want to be born again. I want Jesus Christ to enter into my heart. And I want to leave. I want to live my simple way so that I can live. When I live Jesus Christ, I don't want to live for myself. I want to walk in the way of understanding. So help me God. We understand God's word through the scripture. We do God's word also through the scripture, as it is written. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. No one can understand the scripture unless the Holy Spirit moves you. When the Holy Spirit moves you, then you can understand the scripture. No one can obey the word of God unless you are enabled by the Holy Spirit. So that's why you need to pray to the Holy Spirit. Help me not only understand your word, since we live by spirit. I want you to write that down. We live by spirit. You write down 9:6 Proverbs. Live your simple way and you will live. The one who lives the simple way is to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Live your simple way and you will live. Now you live by the spirit. It's the Holy Spirit telling you to live your simple way so that you can live. When you live, you don't live for yourself. You live for Jesus. And then once you live, you write down 9:6. B, let us keep in step with the Holy Spirit. In other words, when the Holy Spirit empower you, then you can walk in the way of understanding. Now I want to go back to part 2. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8. You have to ask yourself right now, verse 8 to verse 12. Are you a mocker or are you a wise man? Let me read that. Do not rebuild a mocker. The proud and arrogant man is a mocker. Right beside the mocker, you write down Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27. I'm sorry, it's not 21, 27. 21, 24. The proud and arrogant man, mocker is his name. Are you a proud man? Are you an arrogant man? And he behaves with overweening pride. Go back to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8. Do not rebuild a mocker, or the mocker will hate you. Rebuild a wise man, and he will love you. When you hear God's word, do you love the preacher? Do you love God? That determines whether you are a mocker or the wise man. Verse 7. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. He will insult you. He will cry aloud saying that you are bad. You are no good. Whoever rebuilds a wicked man incurs abuse. Because he thought that you are abusing. So that's why he abused you. He thought that you insult him. That's why he insults you. He's stupid. He's simple. Because he didn't open his ear to listen. Verse 9. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. If you are a wise man, if you are a righteous man, if you truly believe in Jesus, you hear the Proverbs chapter 9, for the invitation to inherit God's house, for the invitation to partake, to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb, you say, I'm glad to attend that. Then I know you are a wise man, you are the righteous man, good to go. Verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does it mean by the fear of the Lord? You write down in verse 18. But little do they know, the dead are there, and her guests are in the depth of the grave. Anyone who listens to the voice of Satan will go to hell with Satan. That place, hell, is prepared by Jesus for the fallen angel, for Satan. You listen to his voice, you go with him. And I fear of that. I fear of that, so that's why I cry out to God, this is the place I don't want to go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you have the wisdom of God, you will listen to the voice from wisdom. When you fear God, you start to know who Jesus is. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One. Knowledge of Jesus Christ is understanding. We need to have Jesus Christ to dwell within our heart so that we can live. And then we need to follow what Jesus Christ has to say so that we walk in the way of understanding. And eventually, if I listen to his voice right now, when he cried out to me in the crowd, I can recognize his voice. My body either be resurrected or be changed. Then I will be taken up to heaven. Verse 11. For through me, through wisdom, your days will be many. Years will be added to your life. That means you will have eternal life instead of eternal death. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for the precious word that is written. That is written 2,900 years ago. by your precious servant, Solomon. And I pray that in those days, how you open his eye, see what you want him to see, the vision. And I pray that you open our eyes, our ear, we not only be able to hear, be able to see that and believe in it. The more we listen to the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ, the more we can recognize his voice. And help us not only live our simple way that we can live, but we walk in the way of understanding. So that for sure, we will inherit the kingdom of God. Also, spare us going through the 7 years of tribulation. On top of that, we can attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.